This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bobs, bangers, ballads, and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Yes, coming from the Sound Museum YouTube and podcast. How are you?
G'day, Ryan. How's it going? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. You got a big lineup for us today. You've been busy.
A huge lineup. I mean, Friday is a big day for me because it's going through all the new music. But the album of the week is Openly Proud, Elton Gay, Callum Scott. His new album, his third album, is out today called Oven Noir. I think it's how you pronounce it.
Oven Noir.
Off air.
That sounds like you open the oven and you've just baked something. Oven Noir.
Oven Noir. And 14 new tracks, including his stunning duet with the late Whitney Houston on I'll Always Somebody. And this is a bit of a taster from the album. This is the new track from Callum's album. This is Unsteady.
'Cause you're unsteady too.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Callum Scott, I've got to admit.
Yeah, he's really good. And actually, I was looking on my Facebook just before, and two of my Facebook friends in the UK, hi to Christian and to Stefan, both met Callum Scott at his record signing, Rough Trade in London, a few hours ago.
Fantastic. Hot off the press. Love it, Callum Scott. And I love what he did with Whitney Houston. That is amazing.
Yeah, an incredible duet with Whitney. New singles. So David Guetta, this is a collaboration we didn't see coming. David Guetta has united Teddy Swims and our own Tones and I.
Wow.
Yeah, for a bit of a duet. I mean, Teddy Swims was here. I think he's in New Zealand at the moment, but he's coming back here for some shows. But he performed at the NRL Grand Final last weekend. And, of course, our Aussie Tones and I. David Guetta has teamed them both up with this track called Gone, Gone, Gone.
My prediction, a number one.
Isn't that good?
It's so good. And Tones and I sounds incredible.
Yeah, it reminds me a bit of Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that track. So David Guetta teaming up with Teddy Swims and Tones and I for Gone, Gone, Gone. Speaking of teaming up, UK singer, songwriter and producer Pink Pantherous, she has re-released, I guess, a remix album called Fancy Some More, and she's roped in a whole raft of collaborations for this project, including Sugar Babes, Sarah Larson, and Jade, and our own Kylie Minogue on this track. This is Stateside.
Leo, I mean, we've got Kylie Minogue there, we've got Sugar Babes, we've got Zara Larson. I mean, what bus stop was Pink Pantherous hanging out at to get all these
people? I don't know, but she has worked in some big names
for
debut project. Check that out on your favourite streaming service right now. I'm heading over to Sweden. This guy is a DJ from Sweden called DJ Seinfeld, and he's teamed up with Australian electro pop band Confidence Boy on this track, The Right. The right kind of guy.
Leo, you know what I love? Each of the tracks you've brought us today has got Aussie flavour to it.
Yeah, a bit of an Aussie flavour, and because we love supporting Aussie music when we can. This one, we're heading back over to the UK, a new track from Robbie Williams. Now, he was supposed to release his new album, Britpop, this week, but it's been delayed until early February because of scheduling issues. I think it's because Taylor Swift was hogging the vinyl pressing plants.
Probably.
But it's good that he's delaying the album because, you know, it's kind of a bit crazy at the moment with that. But mainly for Robbie Williams, a bit rocky, this is Pretty Face. She's
good Robbie Williams. Love it.
Yeah, typical Robbie Williams. Looking forward to his new album in early February. And finally, this track is quite sexy. Demi Lovato, this is the third track, the third taster from her upcoming album, It's Not That Deep, which is due out on the 24th of October. This is Demi. This is Kiss.
We should make out, right?
I kiss for fun. I use my tongue, but like this. I kiss for fun, it's fun to kiss. I use my tongue, but like this. But like what? But like this. But like what? But like this. But like what? But like this.
Oh, Leo, go Demi.
That track I picked is going to be all over the gay clubs this weekend. Yeah. It's very, very sexy. It's very sort of, yeah, I love that track from Demi. And on my YouTube channel this week, I've been doing some digging, and we're going back to the 90s, a Spice Girls interview from Channel V Australia, late 90s. Our own Molly Meldrum done some amazing interviews in the late 90s on Channel V, including one with Take That's Gary Barlow and Kavanaugh. So there's those two interviews where they turn up at Molly's house for a bit of a chat.
Oh, love it. In Richmond.
Yeah, in Richmond. So that's Sound Museum AU on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you follow me. Check out the videos. There's more than 500 on the channel. And today's throwback one,
yeah.
I thought we'd go back 30 years.
My fingers are going pretty quick to get it lined up.
Now, this is actually from 1985, so 40 years. Oh. this has been covered so many times, but it was first done in 1964 from Martha and the Vangelis. Mm-hmm. And it's been covered by like Van Halen, the Mamas and the Papas. But Mick and David teamed up to do this track together to raise money for Live Aid, Famine Relief. We're talking about Mick Jagger and David Bowie together. This track was number one here in Australia for 2 weeks, as well as in the UK, number two in New Zealand, number seven in the US, a cover of Dancing in the Street.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Thank you. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Ron. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.